You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Let's get ready to be feminine deities with energy and inspiration. It's time for self-exaltation. Let's glow, 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 glow. Let's glow.
Hey, Glomies.
What's up, ladies and gents, our Glomy family?
It's the end of 2017.
It was a garbage year.
Except there was one bright, shining light.
We started glowing up.
Woo!
We met our, we just talk about this too much. Are people sick of hearing about how much we love them?
I'm sure they are.
I have a policy, and I remember I once saw this in college. My friend wrote this on someone's Facebook wall, and I'll never forget it. My friend Lena wrote to this other girl, "I know that if it were me, I would never get sick of being told how good I am. That's why I'm telling you, you are so good in this play." And I was just like, yeah, I would never get sick of it. So I'm going to keep telling people.
And in that spirit, let's reiterate, the Glomies are so damn good.
Also, it's the day after Christmas. I don't know if you celebrate Christmas or not, but it's the holidays are coming to an end. And
I've had quite a bit of family time.
Most of us have been with our families. It's time for just like some friend time, some girl time right here.
Some gal pal time. Two gals, you know, yenting it up.
Some of us really need it.
I know I need it. I know I need my Esther time, my girl time.
My Esther time. I love the sound of that.
E.T. You know, some people think that's Eastern time, but to me, it's Esther time. It's true.
Oh, gosh.
Happy to be sitting here with you by this roaring fire.
Yes, with our cozy slippers.
And our almond milk hot cacao juice.
I wish that we were truly recording this after our holidays, but we aren't because we're both going away. So we can't really talk about how our gift exchanges and all that stuff went with our families and friends.
Yeah. I mean, I can probably guess.
Yeah.
My mom probably gave me a candle from Marshall's with a crack in it, so it was on clearance. I mean, if I were to guess, and she probably gave me underwear she found downtown and got on a bulk discount.
I'm going to say my mom got me a vest.
A vest.
I never wear vests. There's nothing wrong with vests, but she usually finds a way to get me something that has nothing to do with anything I would like. She just found a vest on sale like the Gap, and
she sees a vest, she projects the daughter she wants you to be onto the
yes.
vest.
I'm also gonna predict that my gifts for my mom were received medium. I can say what I got her because this isn't coming out till after, but I got her some vegan cookbooks.
Which ones? How fun.
I know, I don't even remember because I ordered them on Amazon, but I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
I got her some, I want to say Thug Kitchen.
Ooh.
And then I got my dad gloves, which I haven't even bought them yet.
But you know you're getting them.
But I know I'm going to get them because he needs gloves and he lives in Chicago. So the fact that he doesn't have gloves is a little bit alarming.
You know, I always had boyfriends when I went to school in Chicago who were from the Midwest and they wouldn't wear gloves even when it was freezing cold outside.
That is common.
It is so weird. We get it. You're tough.
Yeah.
You're manly.
They're like, oh, this is just what it is.
I don't understand that. I had like the most warm Gore-Tex heavy duty for like trekking across the Antarctic gloves from the North Face.
That, yeah.
I mean, that's just what I had.
I had some North Face gloves, or I lost those, but I have those ones that, you know, they're like so basic. I think high quality, keep yourself warm gear is essential.
Like a full body. I just want to walk around in a sleeping bag with two holes out of the bottom.
I hope our Glomies right now are just sitting at home in like long underwear and a sleeping bag.
And a warm hat of some kind.
Do you even as an adult have a sleeping bag?
Oh, I have one that I've had since childhood because I haven't grown since the age of 13.
Yes. Wait, I had a Little Mermaid sleeping bag that I'd inherited from my sister. And then I also had an American Girl doll sleeping bag, which was much nicer.
I loved those branded sleeping bags with, you know, like some kind of Disney character. I mean, they were not down, obviously. I mean, they were really only appropriate for sleeping in your living room.
Yeah, they were appropriate also if you were 12 years old.
Indoor use only.
Yeah.
But I wanted one of those so badly. What did your American Girl doll one have on it?
It wasn't like what you'd want it to be. It was literally just black with the logo.
Oh no.
And then the inside had a little pattern, but it was really, I remember, like, had a fleece lining on the inside and it was warm, but it wasn't like, I feel like today if you're marketing a sleeping bag to young women, it's got to be like pink glitter or something.
Feel like the ones I see are like mermaid legs or something.
Oh, that feels
girls
too tight.
Love mermaids. I know. Yeah, a little tight for sure. So yours just really had the American Girl doll logo on it.
Yeah, I guess that was kind of sad.
Well, my sleeping bag, that is sad. I mean, I was imagining like a mise-en-scene of like, you know, Kittredge and Kirsten.
I was pre-Kittredge.
Yeah, I don't even know why I started with her. I don't even know what she looks like. I mean, for me, it was always about Kirsten.
For me was Samantha.
Samantha. I'm forgetting so many of their names. Was there one named Grace?
Okay, so there's Molly.
Molly.
Is it Kirsten?
Christina.
Oh, yeah. She was later in the game.
She was later, yeah.
Samantha. Abby?
I'm not sure. Samantha was, even though she was the brunette who I looked like the most, her lifestyle was so unrelatable to me. I just couldn't get on board with Samantha. Like, oh, you have your perfect life in your Victorian little house.
I know. I know. I didn't like her dress either. I didn't like dresses when I was growing up, but I liked Kirsten now that I think about it, but I didn't feel comfortable saying that just because she was so blonde.
I know, it was like by admitting I liked her, it was admitting that I was not okay with myself and the way I looked, if that makes any sense.
It does.
What you're thinking, like, why can't any little girl, like any American Girl doll she wants? Because we can.
We can.
I
think we've talked about this before, because I had Bitty Babies from the American Girl doll.
That's what I
warehouse.
Had. I had Bitty Babies.
Mine had like they were defective Bitty Babies, so I got them for a discount.
Yeah,
at the warehouse sale.
It was all downhill when I started getting the American Girl doll catalog mailed to my house, because I just became obsessed with everything in it, and like sending my dolls to the doll hospital. And, like,
I know.
Having them come back in a little wheelchair. I wanted that so bad.
Wait, with the little bracelet, just the bracelet that it came with, the little hospital bracelet. By the way, I am an American Girl doll catalog alumna.
We know, Esther. We know.
Did I steer the conversation towards that fact? I don't know.
You tell me. Yeah. Well, we're so proud of you.
Thank you. My hands, so
sure,
I don't know.
You have a TV show premiering in 10 days, but let's definitely circle back to your stint, your one-time stint as a hand model for American Girl doll. Your highest career peak. Literally have a TV show coming out in a week. Let's bring it back to the thing we're all most proud of you for.
Which is a reminder, Alone Together premieres on Freeform January 10th at 8:30.
Woo! Set your DVRs!
Caroline wrote, and I always say this, my favorite episode of the season, and I'm so excited for you guys to see it.
It's going to be the best. Alone Together is going to be so funny, so amazing. Esther is glowing, fabulous, hilarious in it, as you already know.
I'm kind of like scummy in it also, though.
You're a little scummy, but it's cute. It's like the scummier version of you.
Or the real, don't know.
You're scummy.
You know what? I wasn't as glowy then as I am now. So we'll just say that.
There you go. Well, everybody, set your DVRs, get the Freeform app. Make sure you don't miss a damn episode.
Thank you.
We're so excited, Esther.
Wait, so it's the day after Christmas. We don't really know precisely. We have a guess about what happened. What do you think you ate or drank for Christmas? Or what do you, I guess.
Should I be honest with where I'm going to be spending my actual Christmas?
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Marrakesh, Morocco.
Holy cow.
The end of 2017, wow, has been really packed with travel for me.
Can you please just tell us about the last, because you just got back from Spain.
Right. So I went to Spain over Thanksgiving break, which was, it's really great to travel over a holiday like that. Even though you want to spend it at home with your family, sometimes it's just easier to get away because, you know, you're not going to have work. And so I went to Spain and I had so much fun. I loved Spain. I really, the tapas, it was everything I wanted it to be. The art, the high point for me was being in Madrid and going to the Prado Museum.
What's that?
The Prado Museum is this big famous museum in Madrid, and they have some amazing paintings there, like this one called Las Meninas by Velázquez, and it's this famous painting I studied in art history with this like little girl, and it's just, and it's so good. I just love Las Meninas, and it was so awe-inspiring to see it in person. I saw a lot of beautiful art in Spain, and they also, what's the other famous painting? They have Saturn devouring his son, which is this famous Goya painting. It was really fun, and the food was pretty good.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like a lot of people don't want to admit to this, so I'm just going to admit to it. Art is like not my first choice of like an activity. And I'm just curious, if someone like me were to go to Spain, do you have any idea what I would do if I'm not necessarily excited about art museums? And I know how like small-minded it is to kind of confess to that, but...
It's not small-minded. I think it's really brave of you to admit that. I just took a lot of art history classes. Mm. So to me, it's almost like, I don't know.
It was like a goal.
Yeah, because you studied them and it's like they're drilled. They're so drilled into my brain from like note cards and stuff. I don't know. And
from note cards.
From note cards. Like I remember studying Las Meninas for my AP art history final and it never went away.
Wow.
I think the key is to really get yourself excited about travel. And there's so much to do in any city. The way I went to museums is I looked up the free hours because everything can really add up. You know, sometimes when you go into a church in Spain, it's €5, or, you know, when you're shopping, it adds up, or your flight, like everything adds up. So I would go to the museum during the free hours.
No way.
And usually those would be at the very end of the day, and it'd be in the last 2 hours of the museum being open, and you can kind of like keep it to 2 hours and you're just racing and looking. So you don't have to like spend, you know, 8 hours looking at paintings.
That's cool.
That's really cool. I mean, the thing that I really love to do when I'm abroad that I think you would really appreciate is going to markets. Oh. Fresh food markets, fruit markets, farmers markets. Finding like the big covered or uncovered markets in a city to me is like the most rewarding, most fun, most centrally stimulating experience.
And a market, like, is that literally like, a farmer's market here or something?
Yeah, but sometimes they're more permanent. And, you know, they have tons of fruit, right, or fresh fish or little stands where you can get food. And it's just like so fun to walk through, see the food, see what people are eating, smell the smells.
And now I do recall you saying you ate a lot of jerky abroad.
I ate a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of, yeah,
Is your mouth watering? Are you okay?
I'm like blacking out. I ate so much meat. I ate so much jamón. So many thin slices of ham. I don't even know.
Is jamón ham?
Yeah, they have basically big cured, this is like really sad to talk about.
Oh no.
Cured pig legs, including the hoof, that they'll keep on like the counters at restaurants and in a bar, and they just thinly slice off pieces of the leg.
Oh no.
You'd think seeing the hoof and the actual flesh leg would deter me.
Oh my God.
But it didn't. It didn't deter me at all.
Oh my God, Caroline, no.
It's the national food. I do want to share a couple travel tips.
I don't want to shame you. People do that. They eat like that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. It's not for me. It's not my preference. I don't want you to feel shamed.
I feel shame from myself.
Okay.
It's not you that is making me feel shame. It's because, you know, pigs are smarter than dogs. I really don't want to eat pig, but when it's everywhere, I have no willpower. I wanted, okay, should I share some travel tips rather than like boring everyone with my stupid trip and like trying to sound cool for traveling?
No, I want to, I want travel tips.
Okay, I think I have some really cool travel tips that I, that I think people will find helpful. So I was, Esther was like, how did you travel? Like, wasn't it expensive? So I have a policy where I try to keep each trip, including the flight, to under $2,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And that requires you have to really research your Airbnb, make sure it's in a good location. Oh yeah, fuck hotels. Seriously, fuck hotels.
Do you like ever eat at restaurants?
So little. So little eating out. Wow. I'm more eating on the go, getting street food, bringing like stopping. My whole thing when I'm abroad, the meal of choice, but you definitely can burn out on this after a couple days, is getting a fresh baguette. You know, you'll pass 100 bakeries when you're abroad. You just get a hot, fresh baguette. Then you dip into like their version of a 7-Eleven or a bodega, and you get a little pack of sliced meat, a little pack of fresh cheese, and then you just like eat sandwiches on the go.
Is that,
and it's a meal for two under five euros?
And what's a euro to a dollar?
It's basically like $1.2-$1.3 is a euro.
Okay, so is the quality of the baguette and like the 7-Eleven cheese and meat good?
Yes, of course. Are you kidding? Even when you go into the supermarket and get Greek yogurt, the Greek yogurt tastes, it's the same brand. It's like Oikos or something. It tastes completely different.
Okay, I'm just mad now. Like, why is that? What's happening? Why do we have the low quality, shitty version of food?
Because I guess we don't stand up and demand or hold hold companies to high standards and hold the dairy farmers to high standards. I don't know, but we're definitely getting fucked. I mean, the quality of life in Europe is so much higher. Just sipping espressos, taking siestas, having the damn time of your life. So, okay, more travel tips. Eating on the go, you know, get an Airbnb, bring food home, cook a meal, cook dinner, you know, every other night. You're saving money.
So you cooked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I love going to supermarkets. I literally spent half my time abroad just walking into supermarkets and walking the aisles, just not even buying anything. It's so crazy. I love doing that so much and like seeing how much meat costs and cheese, like on olives.
I actually very much relate to that, but like within the U.S. I love supermarkets in other cities here.
Oh my God, but it's so fun seeing what their candy is.
I'm like scared of food abroad. I think just because I know it's often so much meat that I'm like, I don't know.
I did go to the best vegan restaurant of my life in Porto.
What?
We were stumbling around, and definitely towards the end of the trip, we got burnt out on meat, burnt out on cheese. I mean, I had to just get like salads constantly. But we stumbled across this, I think it was vegetarian, but it was leaning towards vegan, like a buffet and all you can eat, like vegan restaurant. But it was like so high quality and so chic and like had delicious stews and like rices. And oh my God, it was so good. And each person was like 10 euros. It was like $11 a person or something. And we were just sat there for like 3 hours and just like had this like leisurely extended lunch.
Wow.
Don't be scared of going abroad. You will find options.
Okay.
And you can, well, okay. So I'm going to share a couple travel tips.
Okay, yeah.
I hope these are helpful and I don't sound like I'm preaching.
No.
So I am really live in fear too of going abroad and eating meat and cheese and getting like constipated and like gaining 10 pounds. It's just scary because that's just not how I eat here.
Right.
So my whole thing is I was carrying fruit with me constantly. I got onto the plane abroad with a huge bag, like honestly like 5 pounds of clementines.
Oh my God. And I was eating. Is that legal?
I think you can go into Europe with clementines. Okay. I also did bring fruit back and I did get stopped in customs and it was scary. And I think there's some kind of issue with my passport now.
And you, wait.
But I'll get to that later.
Wait, so and you did start a new virus here through the fruit?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I got stopped and they like humiliated me and opened all my bags and found all the ham that I tried to smuggle into the States and they took it all away.
They did? How much?
Because I didn't declare it. I was illegal about it.
How much ham money did you lose?
Not that much because I had shopped around for ham and got such good prices. I only lost like cents on the dollar. So bringing fruit with you constantly, front loading on that 10-hour flight and just eating clementines, anything with high fiber, you're hitting the ground and you're not going to get constipated. You got so much fiber in your body by the time you touch
By the time you touch toes on the soil, you will not have an issue. And I would stop at every bodega, every supermarket, and just like put fruit in my bag constantly and shit. No, I mean, it's a real issue. You really get traveler's constipation. Oh. It's so scary.
Well, because I researched this too. I think there is something about flying, just the physical horrible. Act of flying that makes you like.
It's like your body stops. Like everything in your body just like stops moving to protect yourself.
You're right. You really do have to actively fight against it. Even if you're not eating a bunch of meat and cheese, like just the act of flying alone, like you have to fight it somehow.
You have to fight it. And I think it's by front loading with that fiber and that fruit and start hydrating the day before a flight. You're a water monster when you're about to get on a flight. You are drinking liters. You know what I mean?
A water monster.
You gotta become a water monster. So fruit, constantly eating fruit, constantly stopping getting fruit, having your water bottle with you, washing it off in the street. I made the mistake of, they had these huge red bell peppers in Spain. They were like the size of, they were so big, like Nerf footballs. And I was eating them like apples constantly.
What?
Yes. Anytime I would see any kind of a farmer's market, I was stopping and getting red bell peppers, apples, throwing them in the bag. But I made the mistake of not washing a red bell pepper, and I paid for it with diarrhea.
Ooh.
Really bad. So, you know, be washing your fruit. Be really mindful of that. I can't believe I just talked about the diarrhea. I told myself I wouldn't. I told myself I wouldn't bring that up. Oh, Caroline, you stupid, stupid bitch.
Look, we needed to know the price you paid.
I know. So that's like my main traveler tip. And so also I kept passing pharmacies. And as you know, I'm addicted to buying products abroad.
Woo. Oh, my God. What did you get?
Well, here's my other piece of advice. Look up the price on Amazon of the products you want to buy abroad and like have them in a note on your phone, because I just went so ham and just assumed everything was cheaper. And I bought like 2 big bottles of Bioderma micellar water. I bought 2 bottles of Chlorane dry shampoo, all my faves. And I was like on Amazon later that night, and then they're cheaper in the States than the pharmacy I happened to go to.
Oh,
so then
no.
I just had to like schlep them back in my big ass bag, my big heavy bottles of micellar water.
Will you walk me through how pissed off you were when you realized that?
I was like shaking. It was the day before we were leaving Spain. I was like, John, we're going. It's my boyfriend. It's like, John, we're going back and I'm returning everything. He's like, you can't return stuff to a Spanish pharmacy. They barely spoke English. Like, it's going to be so embarrassing. And I was like, watch me. I was pissed. I can't even talk about it without getting angry.
Oh, that's, I mean, for you.
I did hit some good Black Friday deals, and I should have done all my shopping that day. Do you know they celebrate Black Friday abroad? Really sad. They celebrate the second holiest day of the year, Black Friday, everywhere.
It's a universal holiday.
Well, I did get some amazing lip balm, the NUXE lip balm. That's about like $20 in the States.
Did you get that for a good price?
I got that for a great price. I got it for $7 with the Black Friday deal. So that was my peak, and then I stumbled horribly and fell into the crevices of spending like $100 in a Spanish pharmacy on stuff that was cheaper in the States.
I love that NUXE lip balm because, and I feel like I've talked about this before, but it is like the only way I've ever found to get moisture on your lips, but it looks matte. It doesn't look like, it doesn't make your lips look wet at all.
The NUXE Rev de Mille, I know. It's so matte, which people like it for, but I use it as a nighttime moisturizer. If I slather some of that on at night before I go to bed, it's still on my lips in the morning. And that's kind of what sets the stage for a moisturized day for me.
See, I haven't tried it as that, but every time I ever try a product where people say that about, I'm like, I don't know if I'm eating it in the morning. Like, I don't wake up.
It's getting eaten.
Yeah.
It's getting eaten.
Wait, I don't know if I told you this. Did I tell you this? Okay. I was having a dream that I was dipping my lips into a tub of my favorite moisturizer. I know specifically the CeraVe moisturizing cream. And I was dipping my lips into my moisturizer, and then I opened my eyes and Donut was standing over me licking my mouth in the middle of the night. It was like the most haunting image I'd ever seen.
No.
It was so...
The layers that I can unpack and analyze here. The fact that you have this confluence of like your dog and like your lips, very sexual with like your favorite moisturizer. It's like your brain is this big like mishmash of like.
But you understand that like
beauty.
Donut wasn't in the dream. That was real life.
That was real life.
Yes,
yeah.
I woke up to Donut licking my mouth.
There's a lot of layers.
Yeah, I was like, what a creep. Like, I'm asleep, Donut.
That is creepy. She was licking your mouth in your sleep.
That's kind of cute. It's really cute.
It was so cute. But just in the pitch black, like to open your eyes and have someone like over you, even if it is just your small dog, it's a startling experience.
That's very startling. She loves to lick mouths. I love when dogs like the tastes of noses and mouths. It's so gross because you know they taste the salt and like the leftover food.
The boogers.
If I were a dog, I'd be like the nastiest, stinkiest dog of all time. I'd be like... just trying to get any little trace of salt off my human's body. Any tastes I could get, I would try. I'd be eating out of the garbage. I'd be the kind of dog that eats other dogs' poop.
Yeah.
Just like, there's some flavors in here. It's sad, but it's true. I know that's the kind of dog I would be.
My dog Pepper that lives at my parents' house, I've had him like licking the inside of my mouth, and then like 10 minutes later I see him licking the basement bathroom floor, and I'm just like, what have I done? It's so gross, but I can't stop.
I know. You can't stop.
Nothing will stop me.
Nothing will stop you from getting those sweet, dirty kisses. Nothing. Nothing.
Okay, sorry. Travel tips.
Okay, I mean, I honestly, the fruit was my main travel tip, and looking up the prices before you go, that was a horrible mistake. And I posted in the Glowing Up Facebook group a while ago that I get a really sore butt on long flights, and I really do. It's so real.
I have an like a overall flying thing where you just don't sit the whole flight. You have to get up.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't have to go to the bathroom, walk to the bathroom, get up, roll your ankles, do the alphabet with your ankles.
Yes, I was doing that because my feet are getting so swollen now on a flight.
Yeah, you have to stay active. Like,
ankle rolls are real. And I was getting up and I was getting in that exit row and I was doing squats. I was pulling some fucking squats in that exit row. I was bending over. I was touching my toes. I was getting some I was doing deadlifts. Do deadlifts in the exit row. But my butt still gets really sore. So I got a spiky yoga ball on Amazon. Do you know, like, it's like a really hard plastic ball that you can like put on the wall and like massage your back out or your butt? Because have you heard how people use tennis balls as like a back massage? It's like that.
Okay.
But it's harder plastic and it has little spikes on it. Oh my God, it was a godsend. I was rolling my butt out constantly. I was like getting in. It was so good.
Ooh.
I was sexual. I'll admit it.
I have an unrelated question that's been on my mind lately.
Please, yes, I do have ham in my bag. No, you can't have any.
I've been eating a lot of canned soup from the brand Amy's, and I've been eating...
I love Amy's canned soup. I'm at Costco.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Okay, and then my favorite Amy's frozen meal, which is the enchiladas. It's one enchilada with rice and beans. Like, I think it's Spanish rice and beans. These are like my... I know. These are my go-to meals, and especially lately, like, I used to not treat soup as a meal, which still don't think it's a meal, but I think it's like a healthy in-between.
With beans in there? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I think I still need one other thing. But anyway, my question is, like, is canned food and microwaving your food bad? Like, I feel like that's the gist out there, but I don't know.
Well, I think we know that cans, you have to really try to get cans that do not have BPA in the lining.
Okay.
And Amy's definitely doesn't. You know, a canned food, you'll get it at Whole Foods. It'll probably say a non-BPA lining.
Okay.
I think BPA is linked with cancer. I also don't want to, if you think that's ridiculous, and that's, I mean, I have a lot of cans that have BPA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go in the direction of non-BPA.
Right, but nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect, but I think canned food is totally okay. Like,
okay.
100%. I mean, if the stuff in there is healthy, some garbanzo beans, some black beans, a delicious legume or grain-filled
lentils,
soup.
Lentils, veggies.
Come on. And you know what I like to do? I like to open up a can of Amy's, put that on the stove, and put some fresh spinach in there. Put some fresh veggies in there. And let those little suckers melt down, really beef that boy up.
I like thought I had discovered something, and then here you are, you're already doing it, and then
I usually just throw spinach in something.
Okay.
Because it just like melts down or like cooks down really easily. If I'm cooking anything on the stove, like just put some spinach in it.
I just feel like as I'm, you know, at the end of the year, I'm thinking about my work year next year, and I'm like, I'm going to really need to be relying on these Amy's frozen meals and these Amy's canned foods, like, because it's too hard. I'm not going to be able to cook myself meals. Not that I ever have done that, but, like, I don't want to always have to go to Chipotle or wherever it is I go. I want to be able to come home and have a fast, delicious, healthy meal. And to me, that's like the perfect option. I just want to know that it's good. But even if it's not perfect, it's still working.
I think so. The microwave, that, I don't know. I don't currently have a microwave in my house. When I moved to my place like a year ago, I never got a microwave. My roommate didn't want one. I was like, I'll just try this. And it's been... It sucks because you can't just quickly microwave leftovers. That is the one thing that sucks. And it just has to go in the oven. And just, it's going to take an hour. But it's been fine. I mean, I've made it work, I guess.
I once tried to go without a microwave. And I was able to do it for like a year. But I'm just... Because I was like, oh, microwaves are bad for you. But I've just given up on that.
I mean, I know going into the work year, we're going to be going back and writing... Are we allowed to say?
Yeah.
Alone Together Season 2.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
In January.
And... I don't know if you remember, but last year I brought, like, there was a period of time when I got really hype and went really extra, and I started making mason jar salads. Do you remember that?
Yes!
That was, like, those were the days. That was a while ago. So I'm going to try to get back on that.
That was almost, like, ridiculous. Like,
people made fun of me so much. Like, it was cruel, and they looked so pretty, and everyone made fun of me.
You were fully, like, a Pinterest superstar at a certain
it's
point.
It's because, listen, because I would, if I put salads in ugly Tupperware, because I make the biggest salads.
Yeah.
Like, I don't make these, like, little girl, like, salads. These bitches are like... It's like Campbell's Chunky. If Campbell's Chunky were a salad, it's so big. Like, not, it's for three people, and I eat it all. And so if I put them in, I have all these, like, big Tupperwares, but it's, like, so embarrassing. Everyone's like, what is that? Yeah. What are you doing? So when they're in the mason jars, they, like, at least look pretty. But I still got made fun of. It was so cruel.
Were you eating them out of the mason jar?
No, I would dump them into a big, huge bowl.
Mm.
And then I would dress them in the bowl and mix it all up. Oh, my God. I am starving right now. Wait, but I'm going to, I mean, that's going to be the wave. It's got to be the meal prep.
Wait, not to put you on the spot, but this, so season one of our show, our lunches were not paid for the writers.
Oh my God! Which is,
it's typical. Oh, I know that seems like such a nice luxury, but it is typical for writers' rooms lunches to be paid for. So season two, the writers, they said our lunches will be paid for. I'm so curious, how will this affect you? Will you still bring your
do.
Or will you always just go with the I would assume you would just go.
I'm gonna always go with the lunch.
Yeah, okay.
I forgot that no is more mason jar salads.
Oh no, is this bad?
I don't know what would the meal prep. I guess I have to do meal prep for evening times.
Oh,
We'll see. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, because you
but
are
no
such
matter
a...
what, if I eat out, which getting a free lunch at work, that's eating out, right?
Yeah.
Getting out once a day will be a struggle for me. I will gain weight. I will have to watch myself. It will be a dressing on the side. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Gain weight? But we... What?
I don't know. I just, like, anytime I eat out meals... I don't know. Maybe I sound crazy right now, but
no,
I just have to watch
I mean,
myself.
No, that's like a very true statement. Like eating out is always, you don't know what they're putting in it. There's
oils. There's going to be donuts at work. There's snacks in the room. Like it's just going to be a struggle. So I'm going to have to really like be on my mindful eating. My body wisdom, my body's going to have to be really fucking wise. I'm going to have to get real wise.
We're going to be recording Glowing Up, so we're going to have to... We'll have goals and...
We'll try to meet those goals.
Yeah.
Working out is going to be tough.
Oh, God.
Esther, you know I'm going to try to get us on those 8 a.m.s.
I know.
Like, well, once a week.
Season one, I was so unglowy, and you would show up to work having worked out, and I remember just looking
like
at you
times.
Like... No, I was like... What? Like, who is this bitch? Like, what?
I mean, it would feel... It's so hard, but it always is worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, we'll see. But I'm going to be, oh my God, I'm going to be getting you on class. Oh no, you don't have class pass anymore,
no.
Huh? Fuck. Well, we're going to have to do berries.
Yeah.
At least once a week, I think should be our tradition at 8 a.m.
Oh my God.
Come on. You can definitely do that. There's showers there.
That's
you have 8,000 berries classes now in your stupid package.
I bought a giant berries package and I regret it so much.
Don't regret it.
By the way,
so awesome.
I have a really bad reputation at Barry's, I've realized. So 2 weeks ago was the day where I showed up 5 minutes late and they gave my spot away.
No!
Yeah, and then they gave me a free smoothie. And so I just did no workout and drank the smoothie. And then this past week, I emailed and was like, can you switch me? Because basically their policy is you can go to the next class without having a penalty, but... of the same day. If as long as you change your class within the same day, you don't have a penalty. Mm. So I was in the 9:30. I'm like, can you sign me up for the 10:45? Then the noon, and then finally the 7. I changed my class that many times in one day. I'm like, can you guys actually, I'm so sorry, but I'm just too sore right before the 7. Like, can you guys, is there any like chance you can just waive the whatever it is, cancellation fee? They're like, no.
Damn. Yeah. Don't they know who you are?
They know that I'm the bad girl of berries, and I keep...
Bad gal berry. You are.
And I keep
bad
like...
Bad gal SD.
Yeah, I walk in, and I just know they see me as like this... I don't know.
They're so busy, and they're so into themselves, I feel like, and they're perfect bodies.
Yeah. I just know that I'm
your problem.
Yeah.
you're making yourself a problem.
I'm the problem child, and I want to earn my way back into their hearts, but we'll see.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, I haven't been in so long. I'm so embarrassed.
If you don't want to be associated with me at Barry's, I understand.
I'm sorry, I don't know her. It's just so hard. I was going to Barry's 2 times a week, and I was getting better at running. Everything was going great. I was getting little abs. I was getting little abs. I'm going to cry just thinking about how I was getting little abs. And now it's like I haven't been in months. When I go back, I'm going to be huffing and puffing at a 5 on the treadmill. Ugh!
There's nothing wrong with that. I go and I walk. Like, for me, but this has always
You don't get pressured or shamed by the Barry's instructors for walking or keeping it at a 5 or 6.
Never. And I dare them to, because that I'm not afraid of. It's like, bitch, you can't force me to run faster. No. What if I have a knee injury?
Even when they say, like, go to a sprint, you take it to, like, a 6 or a 7. Because I'll feel pressured and I'll go to a 9 and I, like, feel like I'm going to die.
I will walk a whole, like, 10-minute slice of Barry's.
You know what? I need to go with you. It's so empowering just to hear you say that.
Like, I can't keep up. It's not possible. I can't run. Like, I can't do what they're asking. So I do it at my own pace because I will still get so much out of it.
Yeah.
That is, like, my philosophy in life is, like, you have to do what you can and enough that you're getting something out of what you're doing. You know, you get what you give, whatever it is. But, like, you don't have to be... like the best person in the room, you know?
I mean, even if I'm running, I'm like, it's still in the lower 10%. Even if I'm going at my full.
And I'm
proud of that. I'm not going to be a great runner overnight. It's so annoying when I go with my boyfriend who like doesn't even run. He barely even works out.
Guys.
And every time I've done like a Barry's class with him afterwards, twice, the instructor has gone, you're a great runner.
No.
Like, fuck, come on. And I have like 8 sports bras on.
I'm
so sweaty, so tired. I have like a cramp, like, because I probably ate a big meal. The last time I did a Barry's is why I haven't gone back. Sometimes I wake up and I'm so weirdly hungry. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
You wake up and you are like starving.
Yes.
And even if I have a work, sometimes I just have to eat something. So I ate a coconut yogurt from Trader Joe's last time I did Barry's and I just threw up during the class. Because it just the coconut.
Where did you throw up?
I went to the bathroom. I had to just walk over it. It wasn't even from exertion. It was from the disgusting coconut yogurt like bouncing in my belly. It was just bouncing.
How many minutes before the class did you consume the yogurt?
It was less than 20 minutes.
Okay. Maybe
horrible decision. Yeah.
Because I took a later class today and I normally don't eat before, but if I'm going in at noon, I need something. Oh my God. You know what I had for breakfast? I had a leftover lemon poppy seed scone from Erin McKenna's bakery on Larchmont. And I had one of the cookies you made me, the chocolate peanut butter.
You know what? Giving cookies like feels so good, but there's a big part of me that's like, I shouldn't do this. Like, it's not nice.
I was thinking about that, and I was like,
could you like,
I
put them in the freezer or something so you like don't feel tempted to eat them?
I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I was thinking that, and I don't think you need to feel that way. Like, it's totally a fair game to give someone cookies. I love them. I was like, oh man, this is like, it's tough because these are so good, but they're gonna go bad. I think I need to find someone to share them with.
You should definitely share them. Bring them to something.
Yeah.
Just give them away. It's because I used to like bake more in college, and then you're like the baking girl who's like bringing sweets for everyone.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that person. You're not trying to derail people's diets.
But don't, you know what? Not everyone thinks that way, and I don't think you should discount like the baking for people, because people think about, like, people love getting a treat. Like,
I think I need to get, of course people love getting treats.
Of, like, when someone brings donuts to work, of course, sometimes you're just like, fuck, like, ugh, I don't know what to do. Why did they do this? But other times you're like, yes, I'm so happy. Like, there was a donut here. You just never know what day you're going to catch someone on. 'Cause
what is, for example, like, I'm going to a meeting tomorrow and I really want to bring donuts or something. Like, it's a meeting that I want to start off on a good foot and, like, bring something really nice. But what is there an equivalent of donuts that's like a breakfast item that you could go get at a store, bring to a meeting, bring to work, that's like healthier than donuts?
That's such a good question.
Besides cookies, like, why isn't there like stores that make little fruit cups and put them in like a pretty donut box or something?
This is great. Well, let's brainstorm here. Like,
I don't know.
Bagels,
I've been thinking.
I know bagels are
tough. Bagels are like worse almost.
Bagels
croissants. Are so good. They're so savory.
I know. Oh my God. When I go home, I am going to eat so many good bagels.
Why? From where?
There's just really good bagels in Skokie. There's this place called Kaufman's Deli, and they make amazing bagels. I don't know. I really, not to throw LA under the bus.
Let's talk bagels really quick.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Not to throw LA under the bus. Yeah, we have the worst bagels. I know.
There's no bagels. There's no bagels at the grocery stores. Well, there's no good bagels around the town. Like in Skokie, like there's just great bagels.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, let's shout out I will shout out La Brea Bagels, that really Jewish place on Beverly.
Bagels?
Is that what it's called? Like La Brea?
Are you thinking of La Brea Bakery?
It's like across from the Bagel Broker, but it's I think it's like La Brea Bagel Co. or something. Oh, fuck. I dropped something. That place is really good, and it's really Jewish. I love it there.
Although I will just interject that now that I'm vegan.
Oh, I don't even need to say it. We're all thinking it. It must be brutal. Our thoughts are with you.
Thank you, because the craving of a fucking bagel with the veggie cream cheese.
Can you do tofu-y? What's the best vegan cream cheese?
I don't know. I've only tried one and it was not good.
Right. Well,
do you love veggie cream cheese? That's my favorite. Just a little weird taste of veggies.
You know what my favorite cream cheese
is. Chive, right?
No. I like the kind with the salmon chunks in it.
Oh!
What do you mean? Oh, it's so good. I even prefer the prepackaged cream cheese with the salmon chunks in it to a fresh slice of salmon on top of regular cream cheese. I love the cream cheese with the salmon chunks in it. It's like heaven to me.
You know what it is? My boyfriend always eats salmon on cream cheese in a bagel, and I just don't.
He puts the lox on top of the plain cream cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, so good. So good. That salty, smoky salmon. It's so good. It makes me sing. I really love salmon cream cheese. Oh, and it's so smoky.
It makes me hit the high notes.
And it's in the high whistle tones. Oh, my God. I just hit an E5. Oh, my God. I love salmon. I love salmon. But wait, it's not.
Everything was just normal until we talked about bagels.
I just got to talk about how much I love, it's not just the salmon cream cheese.
Oh, no, just stop saying it. I'm shaming you, it's not right.
How about I say lox schmear? Is that better?
It really is, just because my boyfriend eats it all the time and I'm just so
stinky,
sick of the smell. It's like I open my fridge and it smells, I'm just like, have had enough.
Oh, but it's not even fish at that point. It's like cured. It's really more of like a fish byproduct.
I need a solid.
You have nothing to fear.
I need but fear itself. I need a vegan veggie cream cheese. Fuck.
Oh, I hear that. But
that's sad.
I do have to. So it isn't just the lox schmear that I need on my bagel.
Okay.
I need sliced cucumbers.
Oh.
Yeah. And I need sliced sweet onions. And I need a little tomato.
Are sweet onions white onions?
I think those are. Yeah, whatever you would go, if you go to a bagel store, it's like just onions, whatever they have. It's not a red onion. I think it's a sweet. I think the yellow onions are sweet.
I don't want to blow past how you just said tomato.
Tomato. And I need a little wet tomato. Oh, my God. And can I just say what I've been. Oh, my God. I'm actually coming right now. At Trader Joe's, they have this. We're going to get so many messages that are like, whoa, the girls are talking about bagels and I crave bagels. It's like, same, okay? I'm craving bagels now, too. So.
And I can't even have what I want. I'm pissed.
That's brutal. They have this seasoning at Trader Joe's called Everything But the Bagel Seasoning.
Oh, my God. I've been wanting that.
Oh, I've gone through so many bottles of it.
What do you put it on?
Oh, sweetie. Oh, you innocent angel. It goes on everything, girl. But what I really like to put it on is a... Have I talked about how much I love Wasa crackers on this podcast?
I think so, and I think I was, like, mean to you about it.
Okay, well, they're very good. They're rustic, hard crackers, and they're just so versatile, and you can just put, like, anything sweet... just a little like anything, but I'll make like a janky bagel at home. I'll take a Wasa, I'll put a little cream cheese on there, I'll slice up my onions, my what's it called, my cucumbers, my tomatoes, and then I will sprinkle some of that seasoning on there, and you've got yourself a bagel that's basically like, not that it's about calories,
I hear,
but
you
it is like under, it's like 50 calories.
You're cheating the system,
basically. That's and no cool. one ever wins from cheating the system, but it's really good.
No, I think that sounds, that's really good. I've been eyeing that seasoning, and I'm just like, I don't
what's
know.
What's stopping you?
Because I don't know what, I'll just get it, but I don't know what to put it on.
Get veggie cream cheese.
I need to
and just go
that.
Wild with that seasoning.
My mouth is watering.
I'm losing my
about
mind.
That seasoning.
We have to get lunch after this.
Oh my God.
I'm dying right now.
Oh, but I want a really high quality everything bagel, and it doesn't exist here.
Okay, well, we also haven't talked about, what is the Brooklyn Bagel Co. in Beverly Hills?
Oh, I've
co-owned
never had...
by Larry Dave, not Larry David.
Larry King.
Co-owned by Larry King, thank you.
Is that the...
They have these things called... flagels.
What's
and
that?
They're flattened bagels, but the idea being, because at first you're like, why would I want a smaller bagel?
Mm-hmm.
But it's flattened because it has more of the crispy outside of
yes,
the bagel, which is obviously the best
area.
Part. Yes.
Yes.
And it's so good.
You know, the first time I saw someone scoop out a bagel, I was like, what? It's like such a rich person thing.
I know. Of course, I've been kind of on and off doing that shit since I was like 8 years old.
Oh my God.
Well, when you're told you're chubby and you like have a complex about it when you're a kid, you're just like, of course I should scoop out my bagel. Like, then it's okay to eat the bagel. It's so sad.
I didn't even
so
know it.
LA.
Right.
In the worst ways.
It was my LA friend that showed it to me.
I know.
It's a waste of bagel.
It gets really fucked up. And you know, you can order, have you ever seen someone order a scooped out bagel at a store? That's really fucked up to
yes.
make the workers go through that and scoop out. It's also hard because when you toast the bagel and then, because you can't really scoop it out when it's not toasted
right.
because you're just ripping off chunks of the bagel. You have to kind of do it when it's already toasted. Because there's some grip there, but then it's like so hot when you dig your fingers into that hot bagel and start scooping, you're like burning yourself, you're like cursing yourself, why am I doing this?
I mean, I wonder if this is like triggering, but it is like, is
yeah,
it
trigger warning
is
for the last 20
scooping
minutes.
Out a bagel perfectly fine because you're just you'll get too full, or is it actually like a bad eating disorder behavior? I don't know.
Tough
I think
to
me, I don't view it as good. I think
it's kind of silly.
But I also get, maybe, you know, I'm not looking at it the right way. I don't know. I just love bagels. So.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what, let's just call it spade for spade here. A bagel's fucking good. No matter if you're scooping out the inside, if you got veggie cream cheese on there, if you're doing lox schmear, if you're doing a veggie schmear, it's all good.
I have no idea what this podcast was before we started talking about bagels.
Can we rename it Bageling Up? Bageled Up with Esther and Caroline.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm so jealous of your Skokie bagels. Bring back a couple, freeze them at home.
Oh.
Not the worst idea.
Is it crazy to say I like the bagels at Panera?
I've heard crazier things. I guess I've never tried a bagel at Panera.
They have a good whole wheat, I think, whole grain bagel is good.
I just never went to a Panera before college. And I just never, I just didn't get, I wish I had it in my life before then.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. The Evanston Panera, I'm sure you're familiar.
Oh, I'm sure I am.
Yeah.
There's the one by the bookstore.
It's like on Davis,
yeah.
I want to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah.
Davison. Oh my God. What's that main street? Whatever. Talking about like the streets from like your college.
Mm.
I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, I saw Lady Bird last night.
You saw it finally?
Was it really great?
I know.
You've seen it, yeah?
It's so good.
I was crying so much just thinking about just being nostalgic for being 17. It's so long ago at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like up until a point when I was like in my early 20s, I was like, I was just in high school. Like, I'm still really young. But now I was crying, not because the movie was sad, just having this like happy cry, just thinking about how like fun it was to be 17. It was like so emotional, that movie.
You know, what like I could cry thinking about was, which is funny because you mentioned this today, how she went to open houses with her mom, and you said you did that, and I used to do that with my mom.
Aww.
And it's like, it just really, I it's cool that I saw that in a movie. It's like the best feeling to see something in a movie that you relate to. And
seeing her thrift with her mom was like really relatable for me.
Oh my gosh. Dressing room drama with your mom? Or like, that's what this podcast was built on, dressing room drama with our moms.
I know. Don't I freaking know it? Ugh, I just love the holidays. I'm loving that we have our girl time right now.
I know, and I'm glad that we're doing this episode, and I'm thankful. This will be the last episode of 2017.
Aww.
I know, and next week is the new year.
A new beginning. Time to set some intentions, prep some meals.
Yeah.
I'm prepping meals for the whole year next week. I'm prepping mentally those mental meals.
Oh, man.
If you don't prep your mental meals, you're going to be hungry all throughout 2018.
You're not wrong.
I'm not right, but I'm definitely not wrong.
I hope that my core is in a better place this coming year.
Powerful.
I really want to work on my core. Anyways, guys, I think that we're out of time.
Aww.
This was a fun, like, chill, casual hang. You know, it's like a weird time of year.
It sure is.
Some people are working, some are off, and some people see snow outside.
Maybe it's cold where you are. Maybe you're in LA where we live and it's 85 degrees. Ugh, could just roll my eyes at LA sometimes.
I know.
Really? It's 85 degrees and it's December.
Also, I never do anything for New Year's Eve. I just want to make that clear on the record.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I haven't had a good New Year's Eve since I was like... in my, like, 8 years old.
I don't think I've ever done a New Year's Eve. I like staying home and getting ready for the year. Like, this is the night before your New Year starts. I don't see that as a night to, like, throw away on a party. It's like a night to really, I don't know, soak in what your intentions are for the coming year.
New Year's Eve is always a night where, of course, I didn't make plans before. And it's 10 p.m. and I'm desperately texting people on my phone, what are you doing? And I always end up at a bad party. And hopefully I break that cycle this year. And I won't, but I won't.
Well, Glomies, thank you for a wonderful year together.
Thank you so much for coming along with us on this journey through 2017.
Join our Facebook group, which the link is in our bio on our Instagram page, which is at Glowing Up Podcast. By the way, 2018, we have so many exciting things. We want to do more live shows, and we have some awesome guests lined up, and so make sure you subscribe and
rate and review us on iTunes.
Yes, and also just thank you to all the Facebook group Glomies who've been posting and just making this community so much stronger and better than we ever could have imagined.
Oh, I could not have said that better myself.
And we'll see you in your bagels next time.
Oh my God. Well, thank you for listening to Bageling Up. Bye, guys.